You are about to enjoy a presentation recorded at the 2023 Michigan Conference Camp Meeting held at Cedar Lake, Michigan. We pray that the Lord will bless you as you listen.
Lord Jesus, thank you so much that in heaven everything is clean and orderly. And dear God, we know, because you live in our hearts, that you want our homes to reflect how heaven is put together. And as we go through these 5 days together, these 5 hours of concentrated effort, Lord, may we go home with a wonderful realization that you want us to have clean, happy, peaceful homes. Thank you, God. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. May we be blessed even today as we listen. In Jesus' name, amen. Janie?
Hello, everyone. Well, one of the things when Patsy called, I'm like, oh my goodness, okay, you know what I think I'm going to do? But I had to clean first. I went through my house and I just took photos. So what you see up there is how I have reimagined clear shoe organizers. And it has been really, really, really helpful because my kitchen is fairly small. And so on the back of my pantry door, I have hung the shoe organizer. So I have all of my wraps, my baggies, I have straws, I have plastic silverware, popcorn bags, you name it. It's all in these little pockets, and it's not taking up room in my drawers and in my cabinets, and I absolutely love it. Then we go over to the other side, and it is in my craft and gift closet. So I have staplers and staples and tape and scissors, the decorator scissors where it cuts unique cuts, and just all kinds of different stickers and tapes. And I've even found some unique staples that are extra wide, and they're decorative staples. And I love that stapler. But those are a couple of the things that I have done. The next photo is, I love baskets. I love to organize with baskets. And for the longest time, I had things just kind of in a row in my cabinets. And I'm like, I don't like this because I'm moving this to get to this, and then I'm moving it over. And it's like, nope. I'm buying a basket, and it has to be a pretty basket, because if I'm going to organize, I want it to be visually pretty. So I have baskets in all of my different cabinets throughout our house. The next one is my craft and gift giving closet. So I went ahead and purchased all these different drawers, and then, now look at it. It's not organized at the moment. And I'll tell you, a lot of that stuff that is sitting out is actually stuff that I used when I was creating for the women's retreat. That was in April. I have to have time to organize it. Time is huge for something like that. And so just labeling each and every drawer and basket so that I know where things are at. And the next one, color coordinate a closet or two. So I started coordinating the colors of my ribbon spools because they get used a lot because I do love to gift people. And that has been really, really helpful as well. And so I just have these, I think these containers are used for like inside closets and wardrobes and stuff. But I thought, you know what, those are wide enough for like a roll of ribbon. So I stuck them on the wall and now I have all my ribbon lined up. My clothes, I just started with the whites and the creams and then went on with the different colors. So I know when I go in my closet, I think I want to wear yellow today. So then I know what section to go to. and go from there. So what do we have next? All right. You know, believe it or not, this is an old library with the drawers. And I purchased that here in town. Has anybody gone to the little store downtown here that's, oh goodness, it's called the Red Rooster or I don't know, something. What is it? Lantern, Red Lantern. Thank you. And they happen to have like two or three of these. This was probably like 3 or 4 years ago. And I'm like, this is so cool. I love it. And so I've just been stamping and I have, just different paints and different things. This is in my craft office room. And this has just been really, really helpful. Plus, it's pretty. Like I said before, if I'm going to take the time to organize, I want it to look really, really nice when I'm done. And then one last thing that I have is, this was created quite a while ago, and I do not have a slide for that. But it's a Sabbath preparation menu, but also it's going through each room in my home of what I'm going to do each day so that when Friday when it rolls around, my house is somewhat clean. Now, I'll tell you, as I've gotten older and I don't have kids at home, I've gotten a little lazy. I think I used to be more organized when I had kids at home. Does anybody else feel like that? Am I the only one? Okay, I see a few hands. But those are just a few of the things that I have done. So there you go.
I do have some handouts. Okay. So we're going to get a copy of her day-by-day cleaning schedule. I think that would be very helpful. Somebody's going, yes. And those of you, how many of you did not get a folder? Just kind of raise your hands. Oh, this is Praise the Lord Day for me. Because you know what? We're going to make more copies. They'll be without the folder, but you'll get the handouts. Okay, and that's what's most important. You know, you can always go to Walmart and buy a folder for a dollar. But we're going to make sure you get handouts for every single day. And we're just so grateful that you're all here. I think it's because it's cold outside and it's like, hey, man, I got to do something. I should be going to I'm going to meetings because it's too cold out there. So for that, we're really thankful. I'm going to put a positive spin on cold weather. How's that? Okay, I just want to give a short story of about my own life before I give you some pointers today. And you've heard a little bit about it. I was not raised in a well-organized home. My home was clean, but it was messy and it was cluttered. But my mother had a weedless garden. She canned hundreds of quarts of tomatoes and green beans. She loved working in the dirt. And she cleaned houses in town. We called them rich people. Well-to-do people who needed house cleaners. She did it 5 days a week. But her home, in her own home, it was not clean. In fact, when she was not able to find something in the house, she would say, okay, everybody, stop. I can't find my glasses. And so all of us, all three of us kids and my dad, we had to help her. And we dumped out every drawer, pulled out things from the closet, bags from wherever, looking for what she could not find. And once we found it, then everything went back in its place. Still messy. And she went on with her next project. So that's kind of the way it was when I was growing up. As soon as I turned 13, my mom got us summer jobs, which means I cleaned 5 houses a week in preparation to come to an academy like this. Praise the Lord. She had vision. Even though our house is a mess, you know, her focus was on raising her children. And in college, I cleaned houses. I worked at a college wood products, but on the side, I cleaned houses. And the one house that I remember the most was a very popular professor at Andrews University.
who had four children. It was the dirtiest house in town, at least from my perspective. And at 8 a.m. on Sunday morning, I arrived, and I didn't leave till 7 o'clock that night. I will tell you what I did. I walked in the door, and I got, did you all get a garbage bag? There's a reason for that. It's the first thing you use when you start to clean a home. You get a garbage bag. So that's the first thing I did, and I went through the entire house looking for papers, empty containers, anything that the kids had thrown away, thrown around. I picked it up, three garbage bags full, which went to the curb. The next thing I did was I stripped all the beds, got all the dirty clothes off the floor, and started the wash. Took all day to make a wash for four kids. And then the next thing I began doing was wiping down counters, cleaning walls that had dried food on it. There was just no discipline in the home, but she was a wonderful professor. It was amazing. It was just the way she kept her home, which was very, very sad. And then the next thing I did was I dusted everything. So I've cleaned the counters, I've cleaned the stove, I've done all the wipe down part, the scrub, you know, the heavy scrub work. And then I began mopping the floors, dusting the furniture, and last but not least, I vacuumed the carpet, because you want to leave the carpet like nobody stepped on it, you know. And then, if I had just 40 minutes left, I made macaroni and cheese, I did green beans, I made chocolate chip cookies, and a vegetarian baked beans. She came home, all of the children, and they had a home-cooked meal together. Probably the only one all week long. It was wonderful. I felt like it was a ministry to that family. So that's what I did when I was in college. Cleaned bathrooms, yeah, that's right. Yeah, the bathrooms got cleaned too, the whole house. Scrubbed probably three pots. Yeah, it was a lot of work. And then something happened. I got married to a wonderful husband. He's doing my tech stuff today. And we went over to a good friend's house. Her name was Rosina. I'd never been in such a clean house. I'd been in a lot of dirty houses, but I hadn't been in a clean house. And I went there, and I was just amazed. She opened her drawer, and all the silverware was lined up in little compartments. And when she opened her cupboards, everything was straight. The cans were all straight. The dishes were all straight. I just like, wow. I couldn't believe a house could look like this, you know? And finally, in my desperate sort of way, I said, Rosina, do you have a junk drawer? Do you have a junk closet? And this is what she said, and this is something I have never forgotten. She said, everything has a place, and everything is in its place. And I saw it with my own eyes, and I knew it was possible. If I wouldn't have seen it, I would not have believed it. And every week when we would go to visit her, every month, the house still looked very, very clean. I went home that day, and I went on a cleaning spree. I got my garbage bag, and I went throughout the house, and I threw away I got all the old shoes, and all the old ragged towels. We were students in Andrews University. You didn't have a lot back then, but I got rid. I put everything in this bag. Three bags ended up at the front door. And my husband is watching me, and he got protective of his stuff. His papers and his books, you know, And I said, no, I'm not gonna go there today. But maybe next week we'll try to go there. And I gave him a week to think about it. And we did it together. And believe it or not, his office area looked very clean when we were all finished. And he was happy that it happened. But I want to ask you a question. Do you know people? This is people that I know. I know people that they close their children's bedroom doors when there's company. I know people that when visitors come, they spend 10 quick minutes like a tornado going through the house, jamming stuff in drawers, closets, and behind closed doors so that when people walk through the door, it looks immaculate. I know people who go on vacation, and when they get to their hotel or wherever they're going, they go, oh man, I need a pair of underwear out of my suitcase. And how do they find it? They turn it upside down on the bed, they find the underwear, and they jam it all back in and zip it up. That's the way they look for things in there. I know people like this. I know people who have so much stuff in their house that they have to rent a storage unit. 1 in 10 homes in the United States rent storage units. And many, not just one, but 2 and 3 and 4. We know a man who owns storage units. And some people rent up to 4 storage units because there's not enough room at home. I know people who are living in an RV beside their home because they can't get in to their house. And the house is not tiny. It's a moderate-sized home. I know people who have so much stuff in their homes that there is only a small path from the front door, through the living room, through the kitchen, into the bathroom, and then to the bedroom to sleep at night. I also know people that, and then I want to tell you, when it comes to that point, that's too much stuff. Can I hear a bigger amen?
Amen.
That's right. So at that point, someone's going to cry, help. As you can see, help, help. And the more stuff you get, the weaker the help gets because you can hardly hear them. It's rough. So maybe you find yourself somewhere in that mix, or maybe you've got a couple drawers in your home that is you'd like to get de-junked. Maybe there's a couple closets in your home that you'd like to see cleaned up. Maybe you've got too many clothes and you'd like to get rid of those. We all have different areas that we are weak in. And people, there's another coined word that people say, you have too much fluff. Too much stuff, and then a coined word, too much fluff. And it needs to be a lasting change. Whatever it is, we are here together to do it. And over the course of this week, we're going to answer some questions. And we're going to ask, where do you start? When do you start? How do you go about decluttering and organizing your home and your life? How do you keep calm and stay committed? You know, it's easy to panic. It's like, ugh, it's too much, it's overwhelming. How do you stay committed? How do you do it when other family members are disorganized and cause problems for you? Maybe they make a mess and you have to clean it up. How do you keep it organized and cleaned and decluttered once you get it the way you want it? That's another good question to answer. So there's something I want you to understand before I give you these things that I've laid out here. Realize that you're not the only one that is organizationally challenged. There is also Oprah Winfrey. There is Jackie Onassis, Katie Couric, Einstein. They were all disorganized. They took classes and they became organized in order to survive and live in their space. Have you ever heard the phrase, cleanliness is next to godliness? It's not in the Bible. John Wesley coined that phrase to help his members become organized in their own homes. So it's not something that you can find in the Bible. There is no better time to start than start right now. Did you know you could start right now today? How organized are your purses? I see one sitting there, right there. See, it's a pretty good sized purse. I'd love to just dump that out on the floor and see if there's things in there that could be pitched. You know what I mean? Or reorganized, or you know, just placed here and there to make it so it's more visible to the naked eye when you open it. Thanks for the nice little illustration there on your walker. You're from Muskegon, yeah. I'm going to be coming your way in November. You can also go to your car. Do y'all come here in a car? How organized is it inside your car? How about your glove box? You know, you could just go right out there and start right now doing the little things that what you hear that would make a difference even in your life. How is your tent? How is your dorm room? How is your cabin? You know, we can start right now making a difference and organizing and decluttering. One thing that I want you to remember is that you can start right now. So I have 6 principles for organization. And if, I don't know if you guys went through your papers in your notebooks, but you've got some fill in the blank papers. And the answers at the bottom of the page, if you didn't get all the answers, but there is a handout and the pins are on the back table. Does anybody need a pin or would like a pin? Oh, there's someone over here. Okay, so we're going to go through the 6 principles for organizing, and then I'm going to give you some very practical things that you can do in your home. Number one, never touch a piece of paper more than once. Did you catch me? Never touch a piece of paper more than once, or you'll be dealing with what the man on the left, on your left is, or is it your right, your left, is doing. So if I get mail, here's mail that come to me in 2 days. I saved it for you, just so you could see the mail. The mailman delivers a lot of trash mail. Is that the way it is at your house? And sometimes we don't look through it. We just drop it on the counter and say, I can do that later. I am telling you, later, never. That's right. And when my husband says, let's do it later, I say, later, say it with me, later never comes. And he's getting better at realizing later never comes because it's going to happen right now. But when you get mail or you get any piece of paper that comes into your house, stand by your garbage can. Yeah, it's a great habit to get into. And just stand by the garbage can. 95% of it is going to go in the trash. And maybe you've got one bill to pay, find the internet, do it right away. Don't say, I'll just let it stack up and I'll do it at the end of the week. Do it right away. If there's somebody that sends you a letter, a personal letter, answer it. Don't call them on the phone and say, I'm sorry, it's been 2 months. I'm sorry I haven't answered. You know, just do it. Just make a habit of don't do it later, do it right now. So that's principle number one. And if you have recycling in your area, recycle your plastic, your metal, your cardboard, and your glass. Once a month, take it to the recycling bin, and you'll see a lot less clutter in your home. Number two, one that we have, if you haven't worn it in the last 2 years, what am I going to say? You guys know this already. Why am I teaching this class? Get rid of it. For one thing, it's probably going to be out of style, and the 10 pounds you wish you could lose still hasn't left in the last 2 years. So don't keep things in your closet that make you feel guilty, make you feel depressed, and just get rid of it. Give it to someone who can use it. We have community service centers all over the state. Give it to them. Take it to Goodwill. Don't let it bother you and just take up your living space. Number three, everything has a place and everything is in its place. I call this true organization. True organization is everything in its place and everything has a place. I love it when company comes over and they'll say to me, do you have a Band-Aid? Yeah, I got one. And I run right there and I get it. Service with a smile. And maybe some will say, hey, do you have a paper clip? Yeah. On the money, here it is, because I have it in the place, and everything is in its place. It's awesome. You want a rubber band? I got it. Got it for you right here. It's easy to do it whenever things are organized and in their places. Number four, make a no-buying policy until all your rooms are de-junked. It's a good reward. You know, get it de-junked, then you can go and maybe buy something. If something comes in, something must go out. It's another great rule of thumb in order to keep your home and living space livable. Here's a really good one. It says, never over-equip your house. If you've got 25 dish towels in your drawer, my goodness, girl, wait a minute. Are the back ones still brand new? Well, throw away the front ones on the front side and get the new ones out. Get rid of some of those. And same thing with dish rags. Don't wait until they've got holes in them. You know, the new ones, get them out and use them. Let's get rid of the stuff. Don't over-equip your home. Sometimes we have cupboards full of paper plates and paper bowls and paper cups, and they sit there all year round, and we rarely use them. Make yourself more space by getting rid of half of what you own. I know I'm crazy. I'm just saying, you could live with half of what you own, a third to a half. All right, now we're going to do something practical here. Whenever you are going to start to organize, you need a few things. Have you got a timer in your house? And you go, oh, I don't know, I don't feel like doing that. So if you set your timer, depending on your level of being able to do it, set it for 30 minutes, set it for an hour, set it for two. You decide. And when the timer goes off, you can stop. Have you ever done that with your kids? When the timer goes off, you can now quit. Well, we're still kids at heart. So get a timer and set a time for when you can start. Another thing that's good to have is if you're cleaning your whole home is a jar to put all the change that has strewn itself all around the house. Collect change in a jar. The other thing I like to do is take an ink pen and a 3x5 card, because as I'm going around my house, there are things that I think I'm going to need, like a little organizer for this or a little organizer for that, and by the time I get through cleaning, I've forgotten what I need. But if I have a pencil and a 3x5 note card with me, it makes it a lot easier to remember. Now, I'm going to teach you something that I did in the very beginning to get really organized. I didn't have a lot of money. I know they don't cost much now, but I didn't have a lot of money to buy all these little things, okay? Did you know that you can cut a box just that size? And here's another one. Another little box, and this oatmeal box worked perfectly for many years, okay? Another thing, maybe you've seen these kind, okay? And I got a box, it's about that size, and I'm telling you, I helped my younger daughter when she moved in Colorado organize her drawers, and all she had was a butt paste box. And it stayed in the drawer for 5 years to hold pencils. It's perfect for pens and pencils. It's a little bit shorter and a little bit narrower than this. And every time I go to visit her, she go, well, the butt paste box is still in its place. You know what I mean? Use things that are simple. It doesn't cost money to be organized. You just have to, and if I can't find a box that'll fit a spot that I want to put something in, I'll cut this box down 2/3 and retape it and put it in the drawer. And it looks neat and clean. Everything in its place, and everything has a place. And my family joke about that all the time, about how I'm always cutting up boxes and making them into shapes. Okay, I'm going to show you a video. It's a 10-minute video. This lady's name is Katrina. She's a professional house cleaner. She owns a business. And she, twice a year, looks for people who need someone to come in and clean for free. She's an amazing lady. It reminds me of myself. Because when I clean someone's home, when someone is needing help, I don't charge. And I don't judge them. I am there to lift their lid, to make them feel like a dignified, you know, they're a human being with dignity. And it's beautiful to be able to do that for someone. So I just want you to see Katrina in one of the dirtiest homes I've ever seen. I've cleaned two quite like this, but she's really aced it today. So take a look. All right. Another thing that, and which I've never done, but it comes highly recommended in a lot of the books and programs that I have seen, is you get 4 large boxes. Do you see this? Storage, a box to put storage things in, a box to put things that you're going to put away, a box you're going to sell, things you're going to sell, and things you're going to give away. And the other thing is a garbage bag, you know, your garbage. But those 4 big boxes, and then as you go throughout the house, you put it in these boxes, and then after an hour, after your timer goes off, then you put those things where they need to go according to the area that you put the box in. It makes it kind of fun. Your kids can even do that. But give that a try if that's helpful, too. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with a room that is easiest. And when I go to someone's house, I usually start in their kitchen because that's where they spend most of their living. They spend a lot of time in the kitchen. And I usually start on the left side, and I work all the way around to the right side, whether I'm in a bedroom, whether I'm in a kitchen, whether I'm in a living room. And you can do this in your own home. If you want to clean a home, start at the left and work all the way around to the right. And you go through closets and drawers and under furniture and on top of furniture. Go through, and I instead of using boxes, I put things away as I find them. Otherwise, I tend to get distracted. If I find my husband's shirt and it needs to go, it's more like his dirty socks. If I find his dirty socks, I put them in the washer or in the basket next to the washer. I automatically take it where it needs to go because later, that's right. So it's important to do things on when it needs to be done, and then it gets done. So if you come to a drawer, I'm telling you, it's hard to clean a drawer just by looking in it and trying to organize it. I turn it upside down and empty all the contents. If I'm in the kitchen, it goes on the counter or a table. If I'm in the bedroom, it goes on the bed. And then I put everything away that needs to be put away, and discarding those things that I'm not using, have never used in 2 years, and it could be shorter, or I try to give it away and just get rid of it. Remember that you can get rid of 1/3 to 1/2, and many things take up a lot of space. Did you catch what I said? It's only one. I only have one. But many one things take up a lot of space. Now, I received a really nice gift. It was an air fryer from a good friend. And she gave it to me because she said, "You've done so much for me, I want to be able to give back to you." And she loves her air fryer, so she thought I would love an air fryer. It sat on my counter for 1 month unopened. And I thought, man, she gave it to me. I feel guilty if I give it away. It's brand new. I don't want to take it to Goodwill. What am I going to do with it? And she left the receipt on the top of the box. She goes, "If you want to buy something else or go out and eat with the food that you eat with a gift card or whatever." And I just hate to get rid of that. I finally took it back and got the money, and we went out to eat, and it felt so good. And I've told her, she knows what I did, but I wouldn't have had to tell her. She gave it to me as a gift. But she's a good friend, and so I was happy to receive it from her and to be able to finally get rid of it. I want to talk about garage sales for a minute. I love to go to garage sales. I used to go, Lori Snayman, her and I used to go garage sailing all the time. We had so much fun together. She's now in Tennessee. But I decided I was going to have my own garage sale. I set it all up. And when I had it all set up, I realized I couldn't sit there for 3 days and sell it. And it just so happened my husband had to be out of town. My two girls were mega booking. I was by myself. You know what I did? I took it all back in the house. No, I didn't. I put it in the back, the trunk of the car, and I took it all to Goodwill. I thought, I'm not taking this back in the house. I didn't want it. I want to get rid of it. I know I'd have made some money off of it, but you know what? I took it to Goodwill. There was such a peace in my heart. I had such joy. I felt lighter because I had gotten rid of it. So if you're saving stuff in your house for a garage sale and you think it's going to happen someday and you're going to say, maybe it will happen, most of the time, it never does. So don't do that to yourself and get rid of it. One thing I just want to see, are we getting close? We're almost done. One thing you can do if you have a lot of family in your home is put an attractive basket in a high traffic area. And as a mom, it's your privilege because you're the person that does the cleaning and is really good on this. You take stuff that you see that has been left in different places and you put it in that basket. And then nobody's going to bed until the basket has been gone through, picked up, and put away. And the basket can be an attractive looking basket, make it look nice, but believe it or not, they get so they don't even leave it on the floor. They pick it up and they put it away so it don't get in, actually in the basket. Let's see here. 1 hour a day can make a huge difference, just 1 hour. So I'm going to, I'm talking and I'm going to show you I'm doing the walking. So here comes some pictures of our home in some of the drawers. So you're looking at a towel drawer, and those are all the colors of the rainbow because my daughters have the same colors in their home. They're all gray or they're all green. And so I get all their rejects. And so these are multicolored because they are rejects from their homes, but they're brand new. So there you are. There's my washcloths, my dish towels, and my silverware drawer. And I roll up my dish towels. Did you know that you can get more dish towels in a drawer if you roll them up? Oh, I came upon that, but I didn't even, you guys should have told me. I'm stacking them up real nice. I thought, man, I need, more room. So that's one way to do it, and you'll really, really enjoy just a few more in your drawer. Okay, the next one is our linen closet. Now, There are fitted sheets in that closet. Some one of our testimonies is going to tell us how to fold a fitted sheet this week. I think it's exciting. I had to learn the hard way, but come, please, and you're going to find out about how to fold a fitted sheet. Now, that closet used to be jam-packed with towels. You go, Patsy, you don't hardly have anything. Well, believe it or not, I went through that closet several years ago, and I decluttered. Dan and I do not need 25 towels. We really don't, and we don't need 20 sets of sheets. In that closet, it has twin sheets, double sheets, and queen sheets, because when our family comes home, I want to be able to put sheets on all the beds they're going to be sleeping in. All right, let's go to our next one. There is my underwear drawer. And as you can see, I use these things right here to make all my things all rolled up and lined up in little tiny containers. And it makes it so much easier when I look in my underwear drawer, I can see everything. So if I'm going to wear, I love the colors. If I'm going to wear a pink dress, guess what color my underwear is going to be? No, come on, let's be nice. Let's be colorful. So everything is, I can see everything when I open my drawer. And that's my husband's sock drawer. So I put all of his dressier socks in one box and all of his sportsy socks in the other box. And it's all easy for him to get out and then put back. He helps me put away the laundry. So it's important. Everyone does it a little different, but I just think it's fun to make things organized and easy to find. So in closing, we've got, I think, one more, and it says, it's time to stop merely surviving and begin really living. It's time to stop procrastinating and get organized. You can do it. Now, tomorrow, the subject is God is not going to come with moving vans to take you to heaven. So we are going to talk about how to declutter. We're going to really hone in. Today we talked about organizing. Tomorrow we're going to talk about decluttering. How many of you learned something new today? Can I just, is there some newbies, new things? Okay, good. I'm glad to see it. And so when you go home, you can say to yourself, what did Patsy say? And maybe you can change things. Something I like to do when I start cleaning is put on some cheery music, because my mind will go, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't feel like doing this. But if I put Christmas music on in July, you know, whatever, I feel light, and it makes me bounce from place to place doing what I know I should be doing and feel a lot better doing it. Another little tip. Come back tomorrow, and we'll give you some more good things to learn in how to keep your home decluttered. One thing I wanted to say, this garbage bag, you can use it for camp meeting, or you could take it home and start decluttering. Start trashing your stuff. And when you fill it up, say, thank you, Patsy. I'm going to have a new life because of just one garbage bag. Shall we bow our heads? Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your love for us. Thank you, God, that we are worthy of your love, not because our houses are dirty or they're clean or they're cluttered, but because you love us from the vision of the cross. Lord, may no one leave here judged. Lord, we just want to leave here loved. And I pray that your love will take us to new levels that we have never thought possible, because we know that if heaven is clean, God would love for our homes to be clean too. Keep us, Lord, until tomorrow, I pray. Give us a great evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
To listen to more of these presentations, you may visit the audio archives at MISDA.org/audio2023 or search for Michigan Conference Camp Meeting wherever you get your podcast.